In a decision handed down on Monday, Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai said the recall application was denied.
We reviewed the application thoroughly in consultation with the Department of Law and concluded that the application failed to state a legally sufficient ground for recall on the basis of incompetence or neglect of duties. The recall application centered around Representative Johansson's alleged forfeiture of his leadership position in the House during a caucus meeting and his failure to meet with and be available to his constituents. The summary contained no information or allegation that Representative Johansson engaged in any unlawful conduct, which is a legal standard for certifying a recall application.
According to state statute, an elected official may be recalled for one of four grounds: lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, and/or corruption. The recall application filed in August cited incompetence and neglect of duties as the two primary reasons for the recall. District 1 Republican Chair Dick Koos was one of the recall application sponsors.
Naturally, we're not happy with what the law department did, and quite frankly, I read the 21 pages, and I can't believe all the obligations in there, but that's lawyers for you.
Application sponsors had collected 594 signatures, 63 more than required to file the recall application with the state. Finumiai says recall sponsors can appeal the Division of Elections decision.
They can file an action in Superior Court within 30 days of the date on which I gave them notice of my determination. And if they did file something in court and the court said the state was correct, then Representative Johansson could not be recalled from office based on this current application. But if the court reversed the division's action, then such a decision would allow the recall committee to do the next step of the recall process, which would be actually going out and gathering more signatures.
Petition sponsors have until November 9th to file the legal appeal. Koos says he plans to call a meeting of District 1 Republicans to discuss whether to proceed with an appeal.
We'll be getting together within the next week and deciding just what we're going to do, and I don't know what that'll be yet.
Koos says the meeting will be open to the general public. Representative Johansson declined to be interviewed for this story. However, in a written statement, Johansson says he was thankful the state found the recall application lacked, quote, any grounds for removal. He says he realizes he has work to do with a number of District 1 constituents who supported the recall. Johansson says he will continue to communicate, work hard for his district, and move ahead on issues. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.